And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin in the studio here with Mr. Mike Wynn from Turner's Outdoors, and we're going to be talking tackle here at one of the largest tackle dealers in the world, right here in Southern California, Turner's Outdoorsman, and, of course, a lot of hunting and all that great stuff here. You stay tuned. Southern California's Sport Fishing Voices. Let's Talk Hookup on the lap. Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trix 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trix 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trix reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trix Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And Pete, it's that time of the year.
Yes, it is. Great to have you in the studio, Corey, with us. And yeah, you can tell it's that time of the year because Mike Wynn makes a visit to us from Turner's Outdoors. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yeah, great. Great to see you. And a lot going on with Turner's over the past year, huh?
Yeah, it's been a wild ride.
You guys have grown exponentially, shall we say, right?
Yeah, I think from the last time I was here, we're up six or seven stores.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
Up to 28 locations.
28 different locations. And where's most of the growth?
In all Northern California.
Northern California.
Yeah. We did open Santa Clarita, so we did open one southern store, but pretty much from Fresno to Sacramento, pretty much is the stretch, you know, Modesto, Stockton.
Great zone for you guys.
Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, and of course, just as all tournaments outdoor tournaments, they're both the fishing and shooting sports.
Yeah.
Full hunting,
whatever. Full fishing.
Yeah.
Fully loaded.
Literally. So there's a big event coming up in like 2 weeks. It's called the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. You ever heard of it?
Yeah, you know, it's I'm pretty familiar with it.
Yeah. And I get your life has kind of been consumed by it here for the recent memory, huh?
Oh yeah. It's crazy to think that it's 2 weeks away.
Isn't that crazy? No, and you say fully loaded, that's the first thing that comes to mind is the Turner's booth at the Long Beach Fred Hall, man. At Del Mar, too, but, I mean, Long Beach is, like, the most insane thing I've ever seen. All of us pull up with our trailers, right? I mean, we're there to set up the show and do our thing. You know, we pull up in trailers, and a few of the big guys pull up in, like, a rented moving van, you know, like a huge moving van. Turner's literally takes up the back bay with semi-truck trailers.
Yeah, we have two trailers that we load up in the back there, and then we still run probably another six or eight of our trucks from our warehouse to get all the product there for the
Jeez.
Show.
Jeez, so, insanity. Yeah. It's big. How many square feet?
10,000.
10,000 square feet.
Yeah, it's bigger than our stores.
Bigger than the stores. The average store is how big?
About 6,000 square 6, feet.
6,000. So.
And that's a split between shooting sports and fishing.
And so...
And Fred Hall is pretty much all fishing.
It's almost all fishing.
Yeah,
we
expanded our booth a little bit to put our shooting sports in there.
Mm-hmm.
But they pretty much have their own separate booth.
Yeah, but it's almost all fishing.
Yeah.
10,000, probably 9,500 square feet of fishing, right?
Yeah, pretty
much. Something like that. So what's the hot deal? What's going on? What's Mike been very excited about? Give us some teasers.
Well, you know, it's been a different year, and it's been a lot of work, and things are still kind of coming into play. But am I sharing a deal already?
Well, shall we hold that off?
It's up to
Give
you
us
guys.
One. Give us one
okay.
right now.
This one's pretty big. So Daiwa's coming out with a new Lexa Win series. So the original Win series, the blue models, the 300 size is $80 off at $119.98, regularly $199.
Wow.
And the 400 size is $159.98, regularly $249.99.
Holy mackerel.
$80 off on the 300, $90 off on the 400.
Total inch or reel.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, on the 400s, guys have caught plenty of other big stuff on it. But
yeah.
But the 300 size.
Yeah, the 300 size.
And that's
calico rig.
And those are the what they have the wind grip on them?
Yeah, have the wind grip on them.
Yeah.
They're the black models with the blue handles.
Wow.
So,
that's
one of them. I've been holding on to those ones for a while.
Yeah. While supplies last.
Just for the show.
Just
for the show.
Yeah. They're going to probably go quickly.
Everything on this hot deal usually does go pretty quick.
Yeah. People line up.
But I got a pretty good, a decent quantity of these, so should be able to take care of a lot of
people. There's guys that literally line up outside of the show to race to line up to get in your booth.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty interesting sometimes. You know, it's like, well, the show's open, and I'll just walk out to the front of the booth, and I'll look down the aisle.
And it's like a race.
And I wait, and I can see them coming, and it's like you can hear the rumbling in the building start, and it's like, okay, guys, here they come.
Here they come. Get ready. Yeah. So now, of course, Mike, you're a fisherman yourself. You do all the tackle buying at Turner's Outdoorsman. So what have you been doing? What have you been catching?
That's the thing. It's, you know, it's been a busy year. I haven't been fishing a whole lot,
that's
unfortunately.
Not,
no,
that's,
it's not.
Yeah, that's
it's,
bad for you.
Yeah, I've been trying.
But you and Corey share the love of calico fishing and do a lot of calico fishing, right?
Yeah, I love calico fishing, love surface line yellowtail fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, I just love fishing in general.
Yeah, in general.
But, yeah, I've been chasing the green bass a little bit here lately.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No, it's
what is,
you know, change of pace.
You guys, the saltwater bass guys like Corey and yourself, I know Greg Stotesbury's really an addict about it too. What is it about what's the attraction on green bass for you? Freshwater largemouth.
I'll say this. It's, and maybe you can chime in, Mike. It's a total mirrored image. They're parallel. The bites are parallel. And sometimes, you know, you can spend a couple hours calico fishing for maybe 10 or 20 bites if you're on a good day.
Yeah.
And then
the same thing with freshwater. There's times where the calico fishing's slow, but the freshwater bass fishing is red hot.
Yeah, and I think a big part of bass fishing in general is the mental game of trying to figure out the pattern.
It's like trying to
figure out what do I have to do to get the bite.
Yeah. And that's the challenge, right? Especially for heavily pressured lakes.
Yeah, and it's like when you figure it out and you know you are dialed in, it's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah.
that's when it gets really fun.
Yeah. And there's times where it's even slow calico fishing, but as long as I drew the attention of that fish and the fish came out of the kelp and tagged the bait and I didn't hook them, it's still like you're trying to say, it's still like you conquered it.
Yeah.
You
know, like,
fooled the fish.
It's like I got him to react.
Yes.
And that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's knowing that what you decided to do made that fish react and bite.
There it is.
That's the fun part. I can see the smile on Corey. Yeah,
it is, truly, honestly.
Yeah. So, Tackle Biz, of course, that's what you do every day, buy tackle. What's kind of exciting to you in the tackle world these days?
You know, there's a lot of releases happening at the Fred Hall Show. There's, you know, other releases happening, you know.
Like new product?
Yeah, new product releases.
Yeah.
It'll be an interesting, you know, this year has been different because this is the first year we've actually had a regular winter.
Yes.
Like, this is true winter
this
style
is the real
fishing.
Winter.
Hey, yeah. The ocean temperatures are 56, 57.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like we're not catching bluefin a half mile off the beach.
Yeah.
There's not yellows, you know, swarming off La Jolla and everywhere else. You know, there's squid at the islands, but there's not really any fish on it. It's
winter.
It's winter. And we haven't had this in 5 years.
Yeah.
At least, right?
Yeah. So it's like, okay, so what's going to happen this year? What is this year going to be like? I mean, it's trying to predict what would happen each year for the last 5 years has been impossible.
Yeah.
It's like there's been no rhyme or reason to anything.
But it looks like we're going to get the, you know, based on the reports we received like last week, we have the spotter plane report that there's more bluefin this year than there has ever been.
Yeah, and it's that's the crazy thing. It's just I don't know if the fishermen in general know what's going. You know, it's like it's been, you know, very different. Granted, I have seen a larger influx of freshwater fishermen this year.
Have you?
Yeah. Just because of there isn't, you know, yells to catch on a half day boat or a three quarter day boat or anything like that. So it seems like people just want to fish. So, you know, best opportunity to fish right now because pretty much everything is closed or there's not a lot going on has been
trash
one.
Yeah.
And that's great to see. It's great to see guys who love to fish
and have
just going out and fishing.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what you're saying is there's a lot of new introductions coming to the show from tackle manufacturers, but they're not going to let them out of the bag until the show.
Yeah. You know, there's been talk of stuff and,
yeah,
you know, and things like that. And I'm sure as we get closer to the show here in the next couple of weeks, more stuff will be released. But, the show is going to be a great show as usual. Everyone's, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's show season.
Yeah, you know? For sure. So what is, when Mike Wynn goes calico fishing, what's your setup? What do you like to use?
As far as like rod and reel?
Rod and reel, yeah, line, everything.
An Inshore Pro 808, I think, is probably one of the best all-around calico rods that I've found.
Okay, who makes that?
Seeker.
Seeker, okay.
I used to be really into a lot faster action rods, lighter graphite, like punching rods and flipping sticks. But when you start throwing bigger baits,
and you learn very quickly,
it wears on you.
Yes.
And when you hook a fish,
more importantly,
you realize how little power you have to move that fish when you need to move it. And as soon as I start fishing like the 808s, that's, to me, my favorite model. Way easier to cast baits, and you hook a fish, way easier to move that fish. I mean, I still like a longer rod. I know.
But there's people that aren't figuring it out, and it's because the 808 has all that give. It's got a very parabolic bend so that when you're using 65-pound Spectra to 60-pound leader, that you can manhandle it with that kind of line.
Yeah.
But you don't want a manhandled rod, a stout rod, because there's no give at all.
Yeah.
And the 808 has a beautiful arcing. When loaded up with an 8-pound fish, it's got a very nice parabolic bend.
Yeah, and you actually feel like you can somewhat control the fish,
mm-hmm.
where with, you know, when I was using a lot faster action rods and stuff, you'd hook a big fish and you would like, man, this thing is a giant, but you were like, I'm maxed out. I can't move this fish anymore.
Just not enough power in the rod.
Like in the butt section of the rod, you just would lose it all.
Yeah.
You know, it was all in the tip and you would just lose everything. And yeah, so to me, with that 65-pound braid and 60-pound blue label Seaguar.
Look at that, I was right on target almost.
Yeah,
right?
You were right on. And what about a reel?
I like, you know, either a Trenx 300 AHG with the paddle handle replacement.
Yeah, that's
I don't
that's
like
nice.
I like paddle handles.
Yeah.
On all my bass reels, I don't like the power handles.
You don't like the power handle.
I'm like you too. The power.
I like
handle.
The power handle.
Do you?
Yeah. Power handle.
I don't know why. I just always the paddle does it.
I think like fishing sand bass, probably dropping and stuff isn't as bad, but for like burning swim baits and it's just cast and grab that handle and to me it's just easier.
And that's something you can do if you want with the Trenx HG is you can switch out the handle, right?
Yeah, you just buy the handle and
pretty easy.
It. Yeah, so like Daiwa Lexa 300 is a great reel too.
Yeah, like the ones you're gonna have on
seven. Yeah, 7-to-1 gear ratio. I just like that 7-to-1. It seems like the happy medium.
Yeah, power. What a difference between the old days of calico reels and today with the
huge
reels like the Trenx.
Yeah, it's like a Corrado 200B was like my go-to forever.
Yeah,
and then you like realize like, wow, I really was at a disadvantage.
Getting undergunned here for these fish.
And I think what's changed a lot is it changed with the Trinidads and with the gearing.
Yeah.
So you're talking high-speed gear ratio, but 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when you talked high speed, then you lost your cranking power.
Yeah.
And so it was the Trinidad that introduced, and then to the Corrados, that their gearing would allow you, when you came tight to a fish, whether it was a yellow or a calico, Their gearing allowed you to have the cranking power along with the high speed gear ratio.
Yeah, that you know the introduction of the high efficiency gearing has changed everything.
It did, honestly.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. You want to talk bass fishing, calico fishing, tuna fishing? Talk about fishing tackle. Mike is the man.
How about just all the deals at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show coming?
Hello. We're going to twist his arm to reveal some more of those.
Yeah, so you give us a shout today. We'd love to hear from you. 833-288-0973 is the number in studio here. We're giving away two different people are getting a $50 gift card from Turner's to go on a shopping spree with Mike Wynn Stores here. And two tickets to Long Beach Fred Hall.
Wow, so this $50 gift card, can you use it at the show?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Wow.
You can use them in stores, you can use them online, or at the show.
Wow, fantastic. So two lucky winners today.
I want one of those.
$50 gift card and two tickets to the Fred Hall Long Beach show.
Can't beat it. Give us a shout, 833-288-0973. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Mike Wynn and Turner's. We'll return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the Lingcod, the Halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
It's Fred Hall show time, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Everyone knows that owner hooks are the best, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has a huge selection of owner hooks, including the new Mutu Hybrid at the best price. That's owner and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Have you always wanted a boat but don't want all the hassles? Then you need to join Freedom Boat Club, where you get hassle-free boating. Freedom Boat Club buys the boats, you enjoy them, and they do the rest. Freedom Boat Club takes care of the slip fee, maintenance, insurance, and cleaning. You have access to a fleet of great fishing and family boats ready to go in the water at Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, and 190-plus locations across the world. For more information, check freedomboatclub.com or visit them at Dana Landing and Cabrillo Isle Marina.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. We recommend that you purchase your trip insurance within 14 days of your initial trip deposit to get your money refunded if you have to cancel. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
It's Yamaha's Reliable Choice sales event. From January 1st to March 31st, power up with the choice of additional warranty protection or up to $1,500 in dealer credit on eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here.
Offer ends March 31st, 2020. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, talking to shows, talking to the deals coming. I mean, just it's that time. I love this time of the year, Pete, where the days are getting longer. Flowers are starting to bloom. You know, not that I'm in the flowers for crying out loud, but it's just that springtime.
It's feeling that springtime.
It is, honestly.
Absolutely.
And the shows are coming.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
Yeah, sitting there yesterday, 5:30, it's like, wow, it's still light out. This is great.
Yes.
Yeah, and then time change comes right there
right at the
on the
show.
Sunday of Fred Hall.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, by the way, can you come down and be on the show that morning?
Exactly.
So, Mike, Turner's Outdoorsman, what amazing. So what do you guys, what's spurring this growth? Is it just great economy, people, a lot of outdoors people? This fantastic growth that Turner's Outdoorsman has been experiencing.
You know, we've had some really fortunate to have some really good years. And, and you know, we looked at, you know, other viable markets. It's like, you know, it's funny because if you go north of, like, from Bakersfield north, you could draw a line and make it a whole nother state because it's very different from down there.
So different,
like, you know, fishing and hunting, the shooting sports is more of a lifestyle up there. It's for a majority of the people, it's pretty surprising. But, you know, people in Northern California, they love they live, breathe the outdoors. It's just like an everyday thing.
And there's more open space to do it. And there's so many more opportunities. I mean, the fishing, everything from salmon and striper
salmon in the river, salmon in the bay, salmon in the ocean.
Yeah, there's...
It's just halibut, sturgeon, yes, yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah. And then even, like, you know, just lakes. I mean, from Fresno north, and as you go north up the 99...
The lakes are huge.
The amount, yeah, the how big they are and how many there are, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
There are lakes everywhere. It's kind of like San Diego. Like, you guys are super lucky down here in San Diego to have a lot of, like, phenomenal
fishable lakes.
Yeah, down here in San Diego.
From Otay to Hodges, yeah, to Lake San Vicente.
You start going north, you know, L.A., Orange County, Inland Empire, you know, we have a couple lakes, but, you know, it's...
But you have to travel a distance.
You got to travel. Everything's, you know, an hour away or so, right, and, you know, you guys are really fortunate down here.
So it's a ripe area for... To put stores like...
Oh, yeah, you know, there, because it's our customer.
Yeah.
It's our type
Perfect.
Of customer. Yeah.
Yeah. Been good. Well, if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. We're giving away, like we said, if you missed it, Mike has generously brought in two $50 gift cards to Turner's Outdoorsman. You can use them at the show because we're giving you also two tickets to get into the Fred Hall Long Beach Show March 4th through the 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center, which
what
is
a killer
be fantastic.
Deal.
Yeah. Really, really excited through that for that. So without further ado, Corey, let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Doug, our friend in Montebello. Appreciate you calling this morning, Doug.
Yeah, what do you have for surf fishing, fly fishing type deal inside the Turner's?
You know, as far as fly fish stuff, we only have fly fishing in two locations right now.
You do?
Yeah, I have fly fishing in Fresno and in our West Covina store. As far as dedicated directly to surf fishing, there isn't a whole lot. It's, you know, just simple clousers and things like that. But as far as, like, outfits and fly lines and stuff, they do have that available.
And I get the
West Covina.
And I get the Fresno because that's like the gateway to the Sierras and
yeah,
and that kind of thing. But West Covina, why?
West Covina, because of our tackle manager there, Bob Masumoto,
is into it.
He's a okay, fly guy. He's, you know, he knows the stuff.
And it's kind of central.
That's cool.
Yeah, and it's kind of centralized.
It is.
We've been looking to expand it, and actually, I take that back because it's in our Salinas store also. We just put it in there. Yeah, you know, it's tough because it's not a full service fly shop, you know, with tons of fly tying material. It's rods, reels, fly line, tippets, leader material,
waders,
flies, you know, it's the meat and potatoes. Of
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's great though, but it's very diversified and in specialty stores. Nice to have in those locations.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been unfortunate that, you know, there a lot of the fly shops that used to be around aren't around anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and the thing is, too, that brings up the highlight of the people that work at the various Turner's Outdoorsmen. Each store is like an independent local tackle store because it's catered to that zone, right?
Yeah, and, you know, and we're super blessed as a company to have such great employees and knowledgeable employees in our locations. You know, it's like, we couldn't get through it without them.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine your job as a buyer because the store in Fresno is, I can only imagine, the store in Fresno is night and day different from the store in El Cajon. I mean,
yeah,
as far as product and you know, you're not selling tuna hooks and you're not selling the same thing up there as you would down here.
Well, the interesting thing is that, like, Fresno, for example, you gateway to Yosemite, and it's in the central,
right,
central
valley,
California, as you can be.
Yeah.
And, but there is actually a large population. Well, I wouldn't say large. A decent number of guys that are San Diego long-range fishermen live in Fresno. And you see that all throughout Northern California.
Yeah, it's interesting.
There are, and, you know, a lot of transplants from Southern California. But it's a fairly surprising number of guys that fish
Southern California long
that
range
live north
and just fish the coastline in the Central Coast too, rockfish and striper.
So, you know, they're fishing the, you know, they from there it's almost just as easy to go to Morro Bay or Monterey sure. as it is to go to San Diego.
I'm sure if you and I lived there, and for 5 months of the year, it's 100 degrees during the day, I think you and I would we'd find our way to get our way to the coast, right?
In Southern California. Indeed. Doug, thanks a lot for the call. Here's another place that they like to go to, and that's Rancho Leonero. Let's go down to Rancho Leonero right now and talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Corey. Mike.
Yeah, we're just talking about how spring is almost here, and that means Rancho Leonero is back in full gear.
It is. It is. I just came up. I just got back up yesterday, and the weather's nice. By the way, Mike, I had your bamboo gaffs that you have at the show, be sure and bring some to Long Beach. I stock up on them. Yeah, the great bamboo gaffs that we use on all our Super Pongas for sure. So I was after Mike last year to bring some over to the show. We really need them. So.
All right.
I'll be seeing you there for sure. Anyway, getting back to the ranch, yeah, the water temp is 70, 71, which is just about normal for this time of year, and very light fishing pressure, but fishing's very, very good. Lots of Dorado. Everybody, a short run now, just below the hotel, off the lighthouse there, and they're using mostly plastic, and Hoochie's actually mostly, and they're picking up Dorado, a lot of nice Dorado, limits of Dorado in the 10-pound range, a few Wahoo, picking those up on Marauders they've been using. And then they haven't been going after the Marlin. The Marlin are out there, and nobody's just bothering with them, but there are quite a few around as well. But real interesting now is we're getting a lot of the big yellowtail. We're getting 25, 30-pound yellowtail. I catch them on Spanish Mac, and they're right in front of the hotel and just south off of Gary Barnes' Web House there, maybe half a mile off the beach. There's a high spot, and they're whacking them pretty good. Boats are picking up two or three per day. And, we only get those for a couple months, so it bodes well for March for anybody coming down in March. We're running a special, by the way, in March at 20% off our off-season rate, so that's a very, very reasonable room rate. And Yeah.
That's for March?
That's for March.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Our first month really open and going. And like I say, it should be good for the yellowtail. The yellowtail are biting right now, and the water temps are going to stay. As long as they stay below 75 degrees, the yellowtail will be around.
Lot less pressure, too, that time of the year.
Oh, yeah. There's very, very little. It really makes for better fishing, Especially when there's a lot of tuna floating around outside. Nobody's really ranging around to get them. But when you do get on them, they're all yours. You just hang with the school of porpoise and slay them. It's really good in the winter.
Nice.
Lack of pressure, yeah.
Well, it's always fun. And so March, you get, is it 20% off, you said?
Yeah, 20% off-season rates, and off-season rates are another 15%.
Off of that, so it's a pretty substantial discount, yeah. Great deal. Time to make a reservation and get down to Rancho Leonero. Easy to get there, and what a world away, too. How do we get there, and what's the phone number?
Thanks, Pete. Volaris is consistently the airfares out of Tijuana down to Cabo San Lucas are half what they are out of any of the airlines flying out of San Diego or L.A. It's really worth everybody's while. If you got a group of like four people, you're saving $300 or $400 per person. It's really worth your while to drive down from L.A. and park at the CBX there and fly down that way. You're saving a lot of money. A big difference flying on Volaris right now, airfares. Worth the trip down to Tijuana to do it for sure. Anyway, our phone number here is 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
All right. Check out the website. They have lots of great information. And thanks a lot, John. And we'll see you in the studio in a couple weeks.
You sure will. We'll see you guys at Long Beach. See you at Long Beach there, Mike.
Oh, all right. Yeah. We'll see you then.
Yeah. He'll have some gas for you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. All right. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Mike, so let's jump into it.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to John. John Kahn from Los Alamitos. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup, John.
Good morning, guys. My question, I got like a two-part question. Is fluorocarbon going to be on sale? And what's the size, the smallest to the biggest in fluorocarbon?
Yeah, there's actually going to be a ton of deals on fluorocarbon from a number of manufacturers. From Seaguar, Yozuri, Daiwa's new J Fluoro, AFCO's Psycho Fluorocarbon, all of it's going to be on sale and it's a lot of them are going to be buy two, get one free.
Wow.
The J Floral will actually be buy one, get one free.
Wow.
Holy shenanigans.
Yeah. So, it's, like I said, it's all on sale. And
all different sizes.
Yeah, from 2 pound to 200 pounds. So,
wow.
A majority of it's 2 pound to 80 pounds. So.
Yeah. Buy two, get one free.
Buy two, get one free, or buy one, get one free, depending on what manufacturer.
But like you say, you use Seaguard Blue Label. That's what I like, too.
Seaguard Blue Label's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Can't go
good
wrong.
Good stuff. Man. Yeah, indeed. All right, yeah. Get ready. Load up. The show is the time to do that, John. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Let's talk to Hills. Hills calling from Ventura. Thanks for joining us this morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Corey. I wanted to ask Mike if there's going to be, if you guys are selling Max Quattro Spectra, and if you can drop a reel off, you know, and then come back and have it get filled up with the Max
the Power Quattro. Pro Max Quattro, which is 25% thinner than the standards.
Are you talking about in the stores or at the show?
Well, at the show, I won't be there till Saturday. Yeah. But you know, using the small reels like the Lexa or the Tranx 400, that not only is he getting it more line, but the bait can swim with that thin Spectra.
No doubt. Yeah. Unfortunately, at the show, because of how busy it is in our booth, we do not wind any line in our booth. I think a couple people do, but I know some of the manufacturers that support us and have promotions going. If you buy a qualifying reel, they'll fill up a reel.
Yeah. Now, last year Shimano did that.
Yeah. And,
right.
And I'm not sure. I believe they're going to be filling the reels at the show.
Are they?
When you buy, but I'm not sure if they're going to give you the spool or if they're filling it up. I think they are filling them up.
Okay.
So if you put any Twin Power, Talica, Trinidad, Tranx 500, you'll receive up to 500 yards of Max Quattro.
Oh, okay. That's
craziness. Yeah.
So read that deal again.
So any Twin Power, Talica, Trinidad, or Tranx 500, you'll receive up to 500 yards of Max Quattro.
Wow. That's a deal.
That's a good time.
That's worth, like, a lot of money.
Yeah, that's... $80?
Yeah.
Or up, depending on what reel it is. So,
That's insane.
So there you go, Hills. Watch out for that. Go check out Turner's Outdoorsman and grab that deal. And I think then you'll just take it over to Shimano and claim your gift.
Yeah, go with proof of purchase and they'll take care of it.
Yeah.
And so the Max Quattro Spectra you're selling in the booth is just sold on the spools
itself.
Yeah,
it'll just be like filler spools, 150 yards, 100 yards. Yeah.
We'll learn more next Sunday as we have Mr. Dave Pfeiffer from Shimano in the studio with us.
Oh, my.
If anybody knows, the president of Shimano would know, right?
Yeah.
So Dave will be here next Sunday. It's our annual visit from El Presidente, which we're very excited
That's
for.
A big deal.
Yeah, he'll have a lot of those deals that are going to be going on. And because normally Shimano doesn't deal, right?
It's
an unusual deal for them.
Yeah, it's great to see them opening it up a little bit in the last couple of years.
Indeed, yeah. Staying in that show mood, shall we call it, right? All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's talk to Brian. Brian calling for Wildemar. Hey, thanks for being patient and joining us this morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Pete and Corey and Mike. Hate to let my cat out of the bag, but are you going to be carrying any unique baits at Fred Hall show? I was just kind of looking for a deal. Or any other
unique, like salt water, fresh water. What are you looking for?
No, unique is the brand.
Oh, unique is the brand.
I know he's been making a lot of baits and hasn't had. It's as Corey knows, it's very time consuming pouring swim baits.
Corey's just see what Corey does every day now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm gonna. I haven't really talked to him about having his baits at our booth or anything like that. So I'm gonna say we won't have them at our show, at the show.
All right. Yeah. Very good, Brian. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, we're gonna find out more killer deals when we come back and let's talk about more from Brian Wynn, and we're gonna hear more about all this from Mike Wynn. I'm sorry about that, Mike.
Right.
Yeah.
Talking about
his
brother.
I'm so darn excited about these shows. Honestly, we're gonna be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network and app.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing through the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
You know, it's showtime, and it's a great time to buy Shimano gear. And I know, Mike, at Turner's Outdoorsman, you guys have some amazing once-a-year deals on gear from Shimano, right?
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah. We're just kind of sneaking it out here, a little sneak peek for our Let's Talk Hookup listeners. Like that one deal you just talked about, the Max Quattro, right? What was that?
Yeah, so, you know, purchase any Twin Power, Talica, Trinidad, or Tranx 500, and you'll receive up to 500 yards of Max Quattro on that reel at the show.
At the show. Uh-huh. So you buy it from Turner's, you take it over to the Shimano booth, they take care of you.
Yep.
And then they have other deals too, right?
Yeah, you know, and if you don't want one of those reels, and let's say you want the new Speedmaster, Torium, Tranx 200 to 400, Saragossa, or Bait Runner, you'll receive 300 yards of standard Power Pro.
Wow. Great deal. And then they also have a great deals on their jigs, too, a lot of times, too.
Yeah. You know, flat falls and Holt Snipers. Those have been a little tough to get, so
yeah.
Supplies will be limited on
But
them.
You're going to have them.
I will have some.
So get there early and get the deals. That's at the Turner's Outdoorsman booth and hit the Shimano booth afterwards and claim your free gear. Check it out.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having a fun time. And Pete, it's time for the catch report.
Yeah, indeed.
It's sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin, and now with Terrafin Mobile. You can take it with you and have it on your iPad, your iPhone, or Android device. Just download the latest chart before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information.
It's pretty cool, indeed. And let's go ahead and start up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. Good morning, Captain Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going
morning,
in there?
Brian. Doing great. What a beautiful Southern California day.
It's gorgeous, man. What a beautiful week.
Yes.
Gosh, what a great week we had, right?
And another one man. Coming.
We're super stoked on this weather, no doubt. And certainly this this weather. We had boats out all week, so capitalize on that for sure. Our water temps up here, still in that 60-degree range, you know, give or take a couple either side of that, depending on, you know, the sun or a little bit of breeze in the afternoon and whatnot. But fishing close to home in our half-day range, still just very standard for February is what I call it. Most of the action coming on or near the bottom for our guys on half-day trips this week. We're seeing the sand bass and sculpin. You know, they're the primary target species right now for those guys. And plenty of action on the other stuff, like the whitefish, sheephead, and the undersized bass, rockfish, things like that, all getting released. Three-quarter day, you know, we're still leaning very heavily on that sculpin. It's kind of one of those, if it's not broken, don't fix it kind of deals here. It's been steady, so it's been a great way to get a little something to take home. And kind of once the sculpin needs are met, on those three-quarter day trips, the guys have been kind of sliding into the inside and taking advantage of some of this good weather and some of the bass fishing there on the inside, trying to get a few of those fish on the boat as well. So more or less the same action on that bass front down in the lower kelp zones down there at Pendleton, yellowtail kelp, barn kelp, as it kind of is up in front of our harbor as well. Halibut stuff, really not much has changed this week. You know, we're sitting with 20 names on our Derby leaderboard right now, so we got 5 spots left. So a good amount of bait along the coast. And, you know, quite a few fish being caught. I know some of the private boaters are catching some halibut here now. It's been pretty steady. So I think we'll see a few more fish here popping onto this leaderboard here in the next 5-10 days. But check this out. Yesterday, our whale boats out 3 or 4 miles in some bait. What do you think they ran into out there? Some nice schools of bluefin on the beach here yesterday.
Come on!
Kind of cool to see, yeah.
What?
Caught quite a bit of it. 20 to 40-pound fish up, foaming around, chasing bait, just being bluefin, so
wow.
It's kind of a early sign, right?
Yeah, right off the Dana Point, huh?
Right off San Clemente Pier, 4 miles off the pier.
4 miles off
that's
the
crazy.
Pier,
unbelievable.
Talk about spring. You know, we're
yeah.
talking about the signs of spring, Brian, and, you know, the flowers are blooming and the days are getting longer and it's just feeling like spring, but you throw the bluefin mixture in there and holy,
yeah.
like, watch out. Here we go.
That's
February,
it,
right?
February, and here we have it. So February 16th, a little bit of bluefin on the coast. So,
okay,
anyways,
I like it.
Keeping things, keeping everyone on their toes. So
no
kidding. We'll keep an eye on that stuff. Anyways, guys want to hop on a trip with us here, call the landing. Our phone number, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web as well at danawharf.com. And when you book online, guys, use that code FEB, F-E-B-25. That'll save you 25%. On half a three-quarter day trip, and you can roll that into you know, your savings over to the Turner's booth at Fred Hall and pick up some of that stuff over there. So
absolutely, yeah. Just go to that letstalkhookup.com, click on the Dana Wharf Sport Fishing banner, Feb 25% off. What a great deal!
There you go. Save some money and spend it at the show.
Indeed. Hey, thanks, Brian. Appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, boys, take care. We'll see you.
All right. Pretty exciting, like right off the coast, right?
Oh, that's crazy, right?
Tuna already. It's changing.
20 to 40-pound fish up foaming off
yep.
the San Clemente Pier.
Very catchable.
Yes.
Right. So how many guys are getting their jig sticks ready right now?
Right now.
And hooking up their boat and going to go launch right now and go take a peek.
You
isn't
think.
Crazy,
why not, right?
Go
I
see.
I mean, if it's off San Clemente Pier, it's got to
right
be...
out of Dana Point, and you're there in like 20 minutes, and hey.
Yeah, it could be go time.
It could be the first ones of the year.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, the first ones out of San Diego were already caught.
Ricky was talking about it
yesterday, that right off our coast here, somebody caught like an 80 to 100 pounder on a surface iron. So.
Couldn't confirm where,
yeah.
but he knew they left the dock and came back.
Yeah, they came back with a bluefin tuna.
Right?
Yeah, from this past week. So
you know, we were talking earlier, it's like, who knows what's going to happen this year? No. And lo and behold, here we go.
There it is.
Yeah,
indeed. Well, while we're waiting for Gundy, we'll tell you that that catch report is sponsored in part by Bill Varney and the Surf Fishing from California to Cabo Seminar. You know something about this, right,
Corey? A little bit, yeah.
Friday, March 6th at the Fred Hall Show from 11 a.m. It's before the Fred Hall Show. Some guy named Corey Sandin. That's you.
Watch out.
Yeah. And Wes Burrows, who's from Cabo, right?
Let me tell you. He is, next to Bill Varney, the star of the show. His stuff in surf fishing down at Cabo, he's got the huge Pargo and grouper and Dorado and all this crazy stuff from the beach.
From the beach. Wow. And then, of course, Bill Varney will be there. There are going to be lots of raffle prizes, and it includes admission to the Fred Hall Show. You've done this before. The event sells out every year, right?
It is so much fun, I'm telling you. I mean, what I bring to it is so pittance compared to Bill Varney and the surf fishing.
I'm sure you bring plenty to it.
But listen, the halibut fishing is next to calico fishing and El Salto. Halibut fishing out of the surf is one of my favorites. I love doing it. That's cool. Yes, sir.
So if you want to go, get tickets now at fredhall.com.
There might not be any left. I'll just say
really?
That. There might not.
Already sold out?
It sells out that quick. Yeah.
Well, if jump on it.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yes.
Yeah, fredhall.com, and it's Friday, March 6th at 11 a.m., just before the Fred Hall Show. And you get admission to the
You're already paying to get in the show.
Yeah, and you get in the back door.
That's what I'm
saying.
No
line.
Why not just pay $10 more or whatever to get into the fun seminar with a goodie bag and a huge raffle and support CCA on top of it all.
The whole deal. There you go.
I like it.
All right, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire. What's up, Gundy?
What's up? How about a monster walleye perch?
What?
Okay.
I'll get down to that, but we'll finish up with that walleye that's caught down there off the ocean side. But let's start at the top here. Good week of fishing, you know, pretty mild weather. The halibut are on the move. I would say the barred perch fight is in the peak of the season right now, really getting some quality fish. We'll start up north. Good halibut bite this week, according to Hook, Line, Sinker. The shot checked in a 28, 32-inch fish. 28 was taken on a pearl shad flash minnow. And a 32-inch fish was taken on cut salted anchovies there. Goleta Beach, the south side of Campus Point, and Black Rock all kicked out fish this week. Good perch fishing all along this stretch, too. A limit was posted yesterday there from Carpinteria. I think a 1.25 was the top fish in that limit, so some nice perch. Wiley's reported good perch action on Oxnard, Ventura Beaches. Anglers report easy limits on perch to 1.25 pounds. 2-pound, 2-ounce fish was the big fish this week, and we had some more 2-pounders last week in the Derby. Just Fishing reported limit fishing for perch on Hermosa, Torrance Beach. Some better models taken near the rocks there on the west end of Torrance. Guys are fishing near the reef and some 1-pound-plus fish there. Big Fish reported very good perch bite on Folsom Chica, Huntington. Most of the fish under a pound there, and a few better kickers. And kind of an interesting winter bite on spotfin. They've been getting the spotfin in the mix. And then a lot of bait has been on that surfside area and along Bolsa Chica. And they're getting some really nice yellowfin croaker, like 2 to 3 pound yellowfin croaker on the spoons. Crocodiles working really good. Look for the birds. Hogan's and Dana Point reported, I mean, this is a big fish, too. 3-pound, 6-ounce barred perch taken there off Dana Point. The fish ate a drop shot. 4-inch gulp mullet. The guy was fishing for halibut, and that's a darn big perch for that stretch. You know, that's a northerly perch. That's a great catch. And then here's another strange catch. Pacific Coast, they're in Oceanside, holding a perch derby. They had a 1-pound, 6-ounce barred perch was leading. It was replaced by a 1-pound, 10-ounce walleye surf perch. I looked in my book, and Fishing Game recorded a 10 and 3/4 inch walleye. Was the biggest they measured. This fish measured 12 inches. So the guys think it may be some sort of record. I'm going to have to do a little more research. But, wow, a 12-inch walleye surf perch. That's a monster.
That's a huge one.
That's a big one.
For those that don't know, Gundy, they're probably the closest thing you can get to a saltwater crappie.
Yeah, exactly. And they're usually like silver dollar size, you know, maybe the palm of your hand or something. So, that's kind of cool, you know. 3-pound, 6-ounce is also a giant perch for San Clemente. I'll tell you that. I spent lots of days fishing those beaches, and I've never stuck a 3-pound.
That's a jumbo for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, Great job, Surf Guru Extraordinaire Gundy Gunderson. Are we going to be seeing you at the Fred Hall, hanging out at the Fred Hall
show? Yeah, definitely. Excited to be there this time.
All right. Good deal, Gundy. Good talking to you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good week. Great show.
All right. Thanks very much. Appreciate that. Hey, I just went on fredhall.com, and those tickets to the surf fishing seminar on Friday are still available. $35 includes your admission to the show, and you're supporting CCA on it, too, for sure. So if you go to fredhall.com, you click on Long Beach, and then you go to buy tickets. So then you scroll down, and it says pre-show seminar. Click on the Surf Fishing from California to Cabo, and then you take it there. Then you hit buy tickets. A little complicated. That's why I'm kind of explaining a little bit. You get buy tickets, and then you go to the Eventbrite page, and the first thing you see is tickets to the Fred Hall show. So, no, actually, you click on tickets, and then you have to scroll down because the first tickets that come up are $20. Those are tickets of the show. They scroll down to go to the pre-show seminar, and there's a couple of them listed there, and you can buy them right on
there.
On that thing.
And so, I'll tell you, I've been a part of it for a few years now, and it sells out every year.
Oh yeah,
it does.
Get
and
your tickets now.
It's fun. It's fun. I'm telling you, what Wes brings with his PowerPoint presentation and his pictures, and Wes is an incredible, humble individual.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'll leave it at that.
Going to be fun for sure. Hey, speaking of fun, let's talk one more deal. Come on. About at the Turner's Outdoorsman booth at the Fred Hall Long Beach show.
Okay, this one from Okuma. So if you buy any Komodo or Tesoro reel, you will receive a free Axion Pro rod. And I believe the retail value of that is $99.
Wow.
So how much? And you'll get the rod from us in booth.
In the booth.
Yes.
And so how much is like an average reel for that?
So the Komodos, my mind just went blank. But they... Well, there will be deals on it.
There'll be deals.
Like unmentionable deals, so good.
Yeah. But you get a free rod.
But you're getting a free rod.
Yeah, $100 value.
Yeah.
And a lot of times when those come, it's like you got to chase it down at the other end of the show, and you got
to
do
one,
this.
You're
going
to get it. Yeah, instead of like having to buy the reel and then take it somewhere else to get the rod, we're going to give you the rod right there.
You literally purchase it at the register, rod in your hand.
Yeah.
Away you go.
Are you kidding me? Those are going to go. So now what? Let's talk about it. You're going to be at both Long Beach and Del Mar. Are a lot of these deals still going to be good in Del Mar if it's available?
Yeah. There's, you know, the biggest deal, the problem is Long Beach is the monster of the show.
Yes.
It's a considerably larger show, and it's just based on volume. There's tons of people at Long Beach. It's well worth the drive wherever you are. I know guys that are coming, that I was earlier working the ISC show up in Sacramento, and those guys are like, we'll see you down in
Long Beach. Yeah. And there's people come from across the country, that come to – it's literally the largest fishing show, largest consumer show in the world.
In the world.
Yeah. It's people make a vacation out of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, what better place in this –
absolutely.
You know, country than Southern California
right.
and Mark.
Hey,
right?
You
look,
need,
look
right
at parts here. Of the Midwest where right now it's sub-zero, right? And you can come spend a few days at Long Beach and vacation and get all your seminars and enjoy an awesome venue.
Yeah. You know, and you look at Fred Hall, it's like it's, you know, yes, there are tons of great deals and from a number of vendors there. You get to see a ton of new product, but you get to see people you don't get to normally see all year long.
Yep.
There's hundreds of seminars that you can attend.
Hundreds.
It's crazy how much information is available at that show.
Yes.
And it's, if you are a fisherman and you love to fish, there's no better place. I mean, no matter what, you know, rod or reel company you like, you can talk to someone about all of the products.
From the factory. Yes.
Yeah.
And on top of that, Mike, I mean, for people that haven't been and they're family-oriented, and yeah, but I've got my family on Saturday and Sunday, my only days off, and bring them because the kids get to fish in the trout pond, and it is so beyond.
It's a real family
and
event.
There's so many other activities, too, you know, just spread out throughout the show for everyone.
Yeah.
It is.
It's cool.
Hey,
we look forward to it.
I'm excited. Mike's excited. Pete's excited. Hopefully you're excited. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have more from Mike Wynn
and more from Turner's Outdoors when we return on Let's Talk Hookup Network and app.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and 2 interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm honored to once again be able to tell you about the annual Fred Hall Show, March 4th to the 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center. I am proud of our 74-year-old history. It would have been impossible in 1946 for my father to envision the majestic event that his creation would become. The Fred Hall Show is the world's largest and most exciting sport fishing show, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. We honor my father's promise to entertain you all day with nearly 1,000 booths, over 400 seminars, acres of boats, and dozens of family fun activities. Kids 15 and under are always free and always fish free. We are passionate about preserving the lifestyle of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation that so many of us cherish. You can help by joining the Coastal Conservation Association of California. And when you purchase their special show package, you'll get in free. Join us and celebrate the passion for outdoor recreation at the Fred Hall Show, March 4th to the 8th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive, check us out at fredhall.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad electronics, Fraser gyro binoculars, and crews with a passion to fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For 2 live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.